This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Rob and I created Conscious Talk as a platform for thousands of listeners like you to tune in and participate with us in expanding consciousness individually and collectively in these times of profound change.
Brenda and I are committed to changing the world one listener at a time, and we invite you to join us on this journey and become a member of our Conscious Talk family. Conscious Talk strives to provide each listener information, motivation, and a dose of reality grounded in interviews with today's world changers and soul shapers.
So come join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3, or stream us live at ConsciousTalk.net for interviews and information that hold the potential to brighten your day and change your life. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and want to thank you and welcome you to the third hour of our Labor Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right. Right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions you need to stream the show. All right, Gary is here. Scotty's here. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Mike Saluski. We'll get to that in just a moment. Want to let you know that phone lines are open for the rest of the hour. We'll try to get to everybody's calls, everybody's questions, plus all of my questions. And I have some even, I have some Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks questions for Dr. Mike that I want to get to as well. If you want to check out what he's doing, go to his new website, www.hindsightcare.com. We'll talk more about that. And as soon as I bring him back up, find out if there's a phone number we can call to access him as well. Now, you can be in touch with us here on the air either for the Soul Spa giveaway. We still have a one-year free subscription to Robin Alexis's Soul Spa, www.robinalexis.com if you want to check it out. If you are not a current member of the Soul Spa, then you're eligible to win the $300 value. And it is an excellent value, so check it out. Call Scotty if you're interested. And, of course, if you have an animal medical care question or comment for Dr. Mike, you can call us, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. You can email us, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you need to get a hold of me outside of the show, you can do that through the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Lots of great information for you there. Click on the Contact Martha. That will send me an email, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you need my help as a behavior therapist or trainer, you can email me, but follow up with a phone call, because the best way to get a hold of me is to bug my voicemail. I get busy and distracted and all of that, and I'm raising a baby right now, baby kitty that is. So call me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. The number is 360-217-7258. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so I'd love to chat with you. 360-217-7258. And more about Gary, sportstangle.com, because he's not on today. He's doing the storm instead. All right, and let's welcome back, without any further ado, to Animal World, Dr. Mike Saluski. Morning again, Dr. Mike.
Good morning again.
All right, now, I've given out your website several times, hindsightcare.com, which is a fabulous website. Is there a phone number where listeners can reach you at?
Yeah, phone number is 503-508-5738. And my email for the clinic is drmike@hindsightcare.com.
Okay, so phone number 503-508-5738. Email drmike@hindsightcare.com.
Correct.
And the website, of course, is hindsightcare.com. Okie dokie. Peg has been hold. We can't do that because Gary's not here. Well, this is what happens with live radio. I also want to tell you before we get into the discussion, remember to pick up the latest issue of New Spirit Journal. You can find it at lots of locations around the Northwest here, or you can go online, www.newspiritjournal.com, read the whole issue online, or you can subscribe and have it sent to you. I write a regular column, and I am presently writing about raising kittens, because I'm learning so much from Little Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks. It's been a long time since I raised small kittens. So I'm sharing with you what I've learned and what I advise and how I'm doing it, all that sort of stuff. Also, the front page article is Amelia Kincaid, internationally renowned animal communicator. She will be in town later in October doing a weekend seminar here, and we will have her on the air live. She'll be taking your calls and reading for your animals on October 17th, so mark your calendars for that. And, Dr. Mike, I'm going to go ahead and ask you my questions since Gary's playing several hats today and getting ready for the storm game. So we can't bring up a phone call until he comes back to the studio. So at any rate, I have rescued a young kitten. And the first thing I want to know about, I am trying to decide what I'm going to do as far as vaccinations go.
Sure.
And so I'm curious, because I know you've fooled around in the vaccination department. I'm even wondering, in your new practice, first of all, are you going to do a full veterinary thing down there? So you'll be doing new pet exams and vaccines and all of that? Or are you staying just alternative? How's that working for you?
No, I'm just doing purely the alternative modalities. I'm just sticking to chiropractic and the Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and herbs and dietary therapy and that type of thing. Just exclusively those. That's what I was doing the last couple of years at my old practice, and I'm just continuing on to that.
Okay, so it sounds like most of your clients then would have a regular vet, and then they would see you for alternative services?
Exactly. I think, people should have a primary care physician.
Primary care vet. That's the words I was looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, I'm just here to help with, the other things. Like I mentioned before, a big part of my practice are performance animals. And, they're in the prime of their life and healthy, but they might need some recovery from some injury, some behavioral things, show anxiety, that type of thing. And then I do see a fair number of geriatrics, too, and work alongside primary veterinarians for things like cancer and other chronic diseases.
Okay, well, where are you sitting these days on vaccines?
Well, I think that you know, vaccines are a valuable thing. The biggest problem that we get into is over-vaccination with a lot of our animals. That really then, I think, contributes to a lot of our autoimmune conditions that we see. Everything from inflammatory bowel disease to some of the skin issues, that type of thing. And especially it'll start, you know, early on with just series after series of throwing everything in the book at these animals. So I do think that having a strategic outlook on how vaccines work and what your individual animal might need, and try to do as infrequently as it's safe to do with these guys. They do need, you know, their initial puppy and kitten vaccine, but I tend to like to start them a little bit further out. Again, it depends on what your risk of exposure is. If you have a cat that is going to be purely an inside cat, you know, there's a lot of this that there's not going to be a ton of exposure to. So you may start with the kitten vaccines at, say, 16 weeks rather than 12 weeks, where you're not going to have the chance of the maternal antibodies, you know, interfering with the ability of the vaccine to do its job. And then, you know, do a booster and maybe boost at 1 year. And then maybe you're not going to need, you know, vaccine for quite a number of years, maybe their entire adult life. And choosing what vaccines to give. I mean, if you have an inside cat that is not exposed to FIP-positive cats, probably no reason to give that vaccine. You know, you also can debate whether or not you might need feline leukemia. If you've got a rescue cat that tests negative and isn't positive and is going to be an indoor cat and not be exposed to other potential feral cats that might have that disease, you know, maybe the risk of a vaccine-induced sarcoma is, even though that's not huge, but maybe you don't want to take that risk at all. And since the chances of being exposed to that virus is very low, unless, you know, you as a human are going out and interacting with a lot of potentially positive cats and coming back in the house, probably not real high. So, you know, you can pick and choose which vaccines, and you don't have to give them all at the same time.
Right.
You know, if you do have a cat that's at high risk for a lot of these diseases and you want good protection, maybe, you know, sort of rotate through those vaccines and wait a little bit longer so you're not bombarding their systems with, you know, three, four vaccines all at one time.
Okay, yeah, now I know with my little Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks, I am going to vaccinate. It's just a question of when and what.
Sure.
I know that I will not give the FIP vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I will not give the leukemia vaccine. I think I will give two vaccines, probably the the combination, you know, feline vaccine, simply because it seems really hard right now to find anybody that's doing vaccinating for just single diseases.
Sure. Well, the manufacturers a lot of times aren't even making them.
Exactly. Exactly. So the question is when to start. Now, the caveat that I have, Dr. Mike, is that my cats are indoor-only cats, except they have their little skywalk to their cat run. So they have an outdoor enclosure. Now, it's fully enclosed. Nobody else can get in. They can't get out. But my little Sophie Sweet Cheeks, even though I've done my best to have her not learn this, she's already found the cat door. She's already mastered it, and she'd like to be out there as much as she can be.
Sure.
So what do you think? How does that fit in with exposure?
Certainly, you can have things, you know, feral cats come by and potentially, you know, have some exposure that way. And certainly, you know, going with the distemper and rhinopneumonitis combination vaccine in kittenhood is a good idea. Do you know how old she is?
I think she's about 8 or 9 weeks right now, but she's small for her age.
Yeah, I mean, you know anything about her history?
A young vaccinated mom didn't know what she was doing, but three kittens in the litter, two died or were killed, we're not sure, shortly after birth. She's the only survivor. And no parasites. I've already had, at least her first fecal came back clear. She did nurse for mom, you know, for the first 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about what I can tell you.
Yeah, so she's probably got decent immunity from her mom. Like I said, I would probably wait till she's about 16 weeks old, thereabouts. Anyway, I'd probably go a little longer than 12.
Okay.
And then give her that combo vaccine, and then wait 4 or 6 weeks, give her her booster, and then after that, you're good for at least a year.
Then this is just me, folks, and I'm not a veterinarian, but I will do the two vaccines. It's a question of when I'm going to start and at what interval I give those two vaccines. And then other than rabies down the line, she will never be vaccinated for the rest of her life.
And you're probably going to be fine with that. A lot of those vaccines that we're talking about are going to be more of a problem in young animals anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, the older ones are not as likely to contract them in any serious manner at all. And, there's really good evidence out there that these cats get very good protection for a very long time, even with those initials. I tend to wonder, it'd be interesting to see, what studies could be done or may even be out there that I know about that, would correlate whether, an animal needs that year booster at a year, depending on whether they were maybe given the initial series too early.
Right.
If you give those vaccines, those initial vaccines at say, 8 and 12 weeks, you may not get adequate protection because they're still being interfered with from the maternal antibodies given from nursing.
Right.
And through placental transfer. So that may be why some animals need a booster at a year, and if you wait a little bit longer, maybe that's not even necessary. So, and again, you're dealing with a pretty closed-in little, pride of house cat there, so you're not at a huge risk of cross-contamination, that type of thing.
Yeah, all right, well, I appreciate all of it. All right, now before I ask my next Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks question, let's get back to our very patient Peg in Olympia. Thanks for waiting, Peg, and welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Mike Saluski.
Hi, Peg.
Hey, Peg.
Hello.
Hello, you're live on the air, Peg.
Let me change phones. I think the battery's about to go on this one.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
She sounded real good. Let's hope the other phone sounds just as good.
Hello?
Hey, you're there?
Yeah, that's better. At least
right
in my ear.
All right. Dr. Mike, can you hear Peg?
I certainly can.
Peg, can you hear Mike?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what do you want to talk about today?
Okay. Hi, Dr. Mike. I don't know if you remember me. I have the overly friendly English bulldog.
Oh.
Named Pershing and Dude, who's a bull mastiff. And I will be able to continue seeing you because you're not that much further away from me than you were before.
Well, I could probably
that okay?
talk about that. Well, it according to my previous employers, that actually would not be okay.
Well, that's okay. What do you mean?
Well, we'll just not go there, Peg.
We'll go there.
Okay. So, because you're really in Olympia, you're about halfway. You're halfway to Oregon.
I am.
Yeah. So, tell us what you'd like to talk to Dr. Mike about.
I was just perusing your website, Dr. Mike, and I noticed you were talking about horses and balancing hormones,
mm-hmm.
Especially the sex hormones. And I was wondering if you had any. I have an estrogen problem in here with a parrot, and I know you don't treat parrots, but he
well, that's
has...
a question. Have you ever used Chinese medicine or anything on birds, Dr. Mike?
I have acupunctured a duck before.
Acupunctured a duck? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, okay. I have a macaw named Bam Bam who came to me with very huge seizures,
mm-hmm.
And he wasn't supposed to live. That was 6 years ago. I finally ultimately traced it to estrogen, and there's a lot of research going on in this area. It's kind of off the scope for amongst bird vets, but I have successfully pretty much stopped the seizures, and we're talking up to 6 grand mals in a night.
Wow.
I think that was a stereo wow for both of us there.
Yeah, well, it's been, of course, everything that birds eat are almost everything are estrogenic, And I was kind of curious about what you said on the website about progesterone. I've been kind of thinking maybe adding some progesterone to a system might help to balance that.
Sure. There's definitely, not speaking directly to birds, because I would have to do a little bit of research to really speak definitively on that. But
there is no research out there on specifically birds. They feed them everything estrogen, and there are a lot of problems with birds, and frankly, I'm beginning to think that's why. Oh, he's
sure.
Also very celiac. He can't eat any gluten. He
wow.
also reacts similarly.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, I'll be quiet.
No, that's very interesting. You know, because we certainly, do work with both horses and dogs. And I've seen estrogen threat, progesterone imbalances in dogs create mm-hmm. seizures that we work with herbs and correcting that balance. You know, when we're dealing with any of these issues through the Chinese medical system, a lot of times we're giving plant sources that probably contain a lot of estrogens and progesterones and testosterones and things like that, plant sterols.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, we're choosing them based on their ability to get rid of wind, is how we think of it in Chinese medicine for seizures. And so you can have a blood deficiency create that, and so sometimes we use blood tonic herbs with the older female dogs that might start developing seizure disorders. Some of the herbs that we tend to use are things like angelica root, which definitely contains some pro-hormones, or the Chinese yam, which is known, it's used for menopausal problems in women a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things that are going to have either estrogen or progesterone are trying to balance out that whole
mm-hmm.
system. And in some cases, we're dealing with herbs that are working at them with a different standpoint, where you're working on the adrenal and pituitary and thyroid complex, which are going to then indirectly affect a lot of the hormone balance in the body too. So there's definitely a lot of a lot of things that you look for in seizure disorders, both for controlling the seizure through plant sources that actively do that, actively change the seizure threshold, as well as if you have a specific imbalance that you detect in an animal, like I talked about with blood deficiency or too much wind, that type of thing, that combining, herbs that are going to do that as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Peg, you said you were considering adding progesterone?
Well, I don't know what a good progesterone source is. I've been looking at Chase.
That's what I was going to ask you. What kind of a source were you going to use, or have you?
Well, I've been looking really hard at Chaseberry for a couple of years, but I can't determine if that's safe for a bird.
Chaseberry? I've never even heard of that. Do you know what she's talking about, Dr. Mike?
Yeah, we use it a lot in Cushing's disease in horses, and they'll use it in some types of estrus control as well too.
Uh huh. Yeah. And raspberry leaf, I was thinking of.
Raspberry leaf is another big one, too. I not knowing about it with birds, I'd be very surprised if the raspberry leaf had any issues with birds. The chaseberry, again, that would be something to definitely look into a little bit more. But, again, both, especially horses, both male and female, horses put on chaseberry without any ill effects. So I'm really talking out of school on the horse, on the birds, but probably maybe consulting with an avian vet just.
Yeah, well, the avian vets don't know.
You see, the problem, and I'm going to say this, Peg, because I have so much respect for you. Dr. Mike, Peg is amazing in terms of what she researches and what she really understands about all of this, and has been very involved with the Pleckner syndrome and his work, which, Dr. Mike, you're familiar with. I even saw you reference it on your website. But Peg knows more than the avian vets.
Well, I don't know if I would say that.
Well, I'd say that, especially
in certain little areas. So.
Yeah, but there are, in these areas, you do know more than the vets know.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the problem. where can she get direction here?
Yeah, you could even think about something you know, even milder, something like licorice root too, you know, might be something to think about adding.
Well, licorice root's very estrogenic though, isn't it?
No, it's got some progesterone qualities too. A lot of these are more about kind of, you know, pro-hormones and balance, but no, licorice root might not be a bad idea.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I know a lot of these things like flaxseed are supposed to be balancing and lower, but I, the worst night of my life was when I gave him flax. I mean, I really thought he was gone.
What happened when you gave him flax?
Oh, massive eight grand mal seizures.
Wow.
In one, I mean, it was just hideous. I couldn't get him to
stop.
Monica,
you have to be really careful about what you introduce into this guy's diet, huh?
Oh, I know the minute I've made a mistake.
Wow.
So it's like he, I talked to his former owner. He was a rescue, and, she provided me with some pictures, and he was allowed to run around a Kem Green lawn in the summer. And I think he may have been poisoned with xenoestrogens from herbicides.
Wow.
And that, of course, takes decades to get out of their system, but, he's been seizing pretty much his whole life since then.
Oh, poor dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lesson. So for people that have birds as companions, don't let them run around on chemically treated lawns.
There are just all kinds of sources of really evil stuff out there for birds.
Wow. Well, anything else you need to know from Dr. Mike at this point?
No, that'll give me something to think about at least. I don't know whether there's anything that will actually wash estrogen out of the system. Excess estrogen,
or do you know
the best you can do is just balance it?
Yeah, I think that getting the balance is probably the thing. You know, and certainly, you know, I think that, like I said, the you know, maybe trying some wild yam too, which both is, you know, food source as well as having some of that the progesterone.
Yeah, yams make him seize. Yeah, I've tried the yams. He can't take those.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and even sweet potatoes. And I know there's studies that say that sweet potatoes are not hormonal, but he reacts. Mm-hmm. He's pretty much on quinoa and rice and nuts and fruit.
Wow.
And I'm real worried about, you know, the fact that his diet is so limited. And I'm also finding chia seed to be very helpful for omega.
I'm sorry, with what?
Chia seed.
Chia seed?
Yeah.
Is that like in chia pets?
Actually, I think it might be.
Huh.
I'm not sure, but it's got a lot of omegas in it, and it's good proteins in it. It's absolutely not estrogenic, and coconut oil is not estrogenic. So.
Nope. Sounds like he's commenting.
So,
right. Well, Peg, I appreciate your call.
Okay.
And you'll have to keep us informed if you find something that works completely.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for
calling Animal World.
Thanks, bye.
All righty, folks, we do have phone lines open if you have animal medical care questions for Dr. Mike Saluski. Local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. I think we'll go ahead, Dr. Mike, take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Then we've got the rest time with you. I've got another Miss Sophie Sweetcheeks question, and then we've got to get to our 17-year-old dog here with dry skin. And, of course, any of your calls, and we'll find out more about Dr. Mike's practice. So stay with us. Animal World continues with Dr. Mike Saluski right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to mark your calendar because I'm very excited excited. We'll be doing our first remote broadcast at Jones & Company Pets on Sunday, October 3rd. It's their annual blowout sale, and I've been there the last 2 years, and it is absolutely phenomenal, the deals to be had. But we will be in the store broadcasting live 9 to noon on October 3rd. Please mark your calendars and please plan to come, because it's the first time out of the box here at KKNW, and I'll need moral support. So I'd love to meet you. I'd love you to have a come and be there for the show. So Sunday, October 3rd at Jones & Company Pets. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Dogs and cats can experience bad breath, gas, and intestinal discomfort even with a healthy diet. OptiGest is a complete formula of four plant-based enzymes and is the food for the healthy bacteria which supports the natural balance that can be upset by diet change, travel or separation, or the normal aging process. OptiGest has no inactive ingredients or fillers. OptiGest's natural formula supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Go to inclover.com/OptiGest for more information.
The Gary Mann Show. It's the home of mastery and mystery.
At 7 p.m., meet John Gabriel, a man who lost 226 pounds.
That's like losing a couple of people.
He did it without surgery, and he looks great.
And at 8 o'clock, Rita Louise discusses her insider's guide to ghosts, demon spirits, and attached entities.
We'll explore the dark side of the other side.
Mastery and Mystery on The Gary Mann Show, Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits into your car's windows. Breeze Guards keeps your dog in the car with the windows open, keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle, and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to MuttManagers.com for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out MuttManagers.com.
Karma specialist and founder of Metaphysical Mothering, Robin Alexis, is nurturing, powerful, and phenomenally gifted. Her books and personal one-on-one phone sessions can change your life forever. And now she's channeled the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Learn about this membership and how to get exclusive contact with her at her website, robinalexis.com. Robin invites you to register for her weekly newsletter and share your comments and experiences in her blog and forum with her and other community members at robinalexis.com. Robin uses her ability as a medical intuitive and a metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She is a medium and she can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And she's adept at doing all this over the phone and through the website at robinalexis.com. You can call her for a private session at 360-457-2993. And you can email her at robin@robinalexis.com.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. I am absolutely amazed, and you guys would have no idea what Gary is going through right now. It's unbelievable what you have to do, Gary, to get ready for a live broadcast of the storm, and it's back-to-back. We actually are out at 1155. He is running around like a chicken with his head cut off between this studio and other studio, And just during that break, you'd be blown away. You've got the guys. Where are the Storm playing?
Lovely Phoenix.
Phoenix. Okay, so there you've got them on the horn because I can hear them talking. And you just recorded a whole thing for your broadcast, for the Storm broadcast with them while we're... I'm amazed.
Yeah, things can get complicated with the national anthem and when we throw to them and so...
Yeah, well, anyway, so Gary's
gotta
doing...
Do what we gotta do.
Yeah, but whoa, if you guys could only see. All right, it is time to get back to Vet Sunday. Dr. Mike Saluski from Hindsight Care in Oregon is here. Good morning again, Dr. Mike.
Good morning.
And I want to finish up with my questions about my little kitten, Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks. She's so cute. At any rate, when she first came, I had some concerns about her. Just her balance seemed a little off. You know, she was teeny tiny, but if I set her in the litter box, you know, she tumbled over a little bit. And I didn't figure it out till just last week. If she's old enough now to be running around and all of that, I think what happened is that very early on, when she was very tiny, I think her tail was broken. Because about two-thirds of it doesn't work.
Wow.
And it's not like what I would call a dead tail. You know, a dog or a cat, the tail's been broken right at the base of the tail, and it just like kind of hangs and swings.
Sure.
She can lift up her tail. And then it sticks up for about a third of the way, and then, like I said, about a third of the way, the rest of it just hangs and swings, and she has no control over it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I'm... All of my previous veterinary experience tells me that there isn't anything that can heal this and that they're usually amputated. So when she's spayed, you'd amputate that part of the tail. But I wanted to run this past you to make sure there isn't something you know about, you know, acupuncture, chiropractics. Is there anything that might fix this tail?
Well, certainly the thing that you would probably try would be something like acupuncture. Yeah, but I would tend to agree with you. If she's had a major disruption to the nerves in that area, the most likely thing at that location would probably be that she had a tail pulling, almost like a dislocation, you know, about a third of the way down, that tore a lot of the nerve fibers. You probably aren't going to, you know, get much out of it, if anything at all. But, you know, young animals are growing. They have a huge capacity to heal. And what we would tend to try to do, and this would certainly be loads of fun in a squirmy little young kitten, would be to probably do some electroacupuncture where you put needles on either side of where it looks like the nerve sensation stops and try to bridge that gap with some electrical stimulation. If you've had a large enough damage to that area, it's probably not going to help. But if you were going to try something in these next couple of months before she, is...
Because it'll be a while before she's spayed, so...
Mm-hmm. You know, that would be the way to go.
Okay, cool. Very good. All right, then we had a listener call in, too shy to come on the air, but she has a mixed-breed dog that's 17 years old and has dry skin. She says, she's asking, can you refer... a conditioner or shampoo. She says she's tried a product called Hot Spot. I'm not sure what that is, but I don't know with a 17-year-old dog with dry skin that it's a conditioner or shampoo that I'd recommend, but what do you think, Dr. Mike? What would you do for this dog?
It's not going to come from the interior. The exterior is going to have to come from the interior.
That's what I suspected.
Yeah, you'll wash off the flakes, and then they'll be right back as the dog produces more. You know, we spent a lot of time this morning talking about, you know, the various Chinese medicine patterns, and dry, flaky skin is very common in older animals, and even some younger animals, because of what we consider a blood deficiency. As you age, you lose a lot of both qi, which causes a lot of the weakness, a lot of the incontinence issues that we see in older animals, and you start to lose the yin substance of the body, the blood. I'm not talking strictly about an anemia here, but what the Chinese think of as blood, which is all the nutritive aspects of the body, and you just can't keep up with it, nor normally, as you get older, you start to get this dry skin, dull coat, a lot of things, losing muscle mass to a large degree. And so usually you need to step it up with some, well, what we call tonic herbs that we give to tonify the blood. Again, donkey or angelica root is one of the primary ones that we use. There's the classic formula out there called Suwutong, which is four herbs put together that are blood tonic, and we use a lot for dandruff. Now, an older animal probably needs something a little bit more because you're probably dealing with other deficiencies as well. But a lot of those things will do great for at least improving. At 17 years old, you're probably, you know, losing a lot of those energies faster than you can completely replenish them. But you might get a little bit of a step up on it, get a little more sheen to that coat, a little bit less of that flaky skin.
Wow, that's amazing because, you know, I would have said, you know, starting with like omega-3 and 6 oils internally.
Well, you know, a lot of those oils and stuff would be considered yin or blood tonics as well. And having a good fatty acid base, some older dogs have a difficult time processing those, and you can get a little bit of loose stool if you add too much oil and fat to that. But definitely not a bad place to start. You know, I'm a big fan of coconut oil. Like black little hemp seed oil is a good oil as well too. And animal fats. I mean, these are carnivores, right? And so the animal fats, again, if the dog can tolerate a little extra fat in a diet, works very nicely. But sometimes, again, just like with anything, diet is a good foundation. If you can't get there with diet, you need something stronger, and that's where the herbs come in, because they're going to have a lot more of that concentrated tonifying energy than food will.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I had no idea there was so much that could be done with Chinese medicine for something like dandruff and dry skin.
Oh, sure.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, whenever people ask me about, you know, what can you treat with the modalities that I use, I say everything, because really you can. It doesn't mean you're going to be successful with every case, obviously. But if you've got a mechanical issue in the body, that's where chiropractic excels. If you've got what we call an external problem, which is usually pain or neurologic problems, that's where the acupuncture excels. If you've got an internal disease problem, certainly aging, but any of what you would consider an internal medicine problem with liver problems, stomach problems, that's where the herbs excel. Now, you can use all of those in combination, but they each have their better strong points, and so when you're looking at if you do have to choose one therapy, or you're thinking about what direction might I be heading in, those are general categories that you can think about. Well, gosh, my dog's got a lot of back pain. If it's mechanical, then the chiropractic might work. If it's like a nerve pinch or a disc disease or a muscle tear, then maybe acupuncture is going to be a better solution. And if they're having a lot of muscle weakness, you know, due to an internal medicine disease, then maybe herbs are going to be a better idea. So it's just a way of looking at it, you know, which therapy might be best.
Yeah, oh, amazing. And I got to tell you, Dr. Mike, I don't know how much you're into astrology, but you know, the planet Mercury's in retrograde.
I wouldn't have known that.
Well, it is. It happens about three times a year, and it messes with communications and travel and just screws up the detail, bottom line. Well, you can't imagine, you know, I already told you everything that Gary's got going on right now, because he's doing our live show, plus he's getting ready for the live storm show and doing all this stuff. Well, we now have our big yellow caution light flashing like crazy in the studio, which means that our signal has gone off the air on the radio.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And this rare, I can't remember the last time this happened, and it usually just, it's a flash here or there, but it's happening now. The phone lines are going nuts because I know it's everybody listening on the radio is calling us to tell us that we're not there anymore. Now, I'm pretty sure that our stream is still going, and so people listening on their computers will hear all of what we're talking about, and those that miss it will be able to go to the archives and listen, you know, to the third hour to pick it up. But, I mean, poor Gary. Because he just came, he's not in the studio, so I know I do have callers on the line, but callers, I cannot bring you on the line because Gary's too busy trying to figure out how to get our signal back on the air. The light's flashing. He came in here and grabbed the emergency paperwork and instructions off the wall and then left. So there you go, folks. So you and me, Dr. Mike, we're on our own until Gary gets this emergency under control. And Kent, I know you're there, and I was going to take your call before the end of the hour, but we'll just have to see what happens. Anyway, listen ahead, because I don't know what you were calling about, but let's see. I do want to say to the listener with the dry skin, a lot of great information from you, Dr. Mike. She did ask for a shampoo and a conditioner, however, so I'm going to give you this. It could go in the old wives' tale department, but I have somebody told me about this probably 20 years ago. I've given it out on the air. I can't tell you how many times over the 15 years or so I've been on the radio. And it seems to be miraculous in healing yucky skin problems for animals, for dogs. And what you do is you bathe them once a week in the human shampoo, Selsun Blue, and then you follow with a rinse of Avon Skin So Soft. Which is, you know, like a bath oil. And I don't know why it works, but I can tell you I have got miraculous reports from clients and listeners over the years of the worst skin conditions that they couldn't heal any other way, and this seemed to resolve it or at least keep it in balance. So I don't think it can cause any problem, Dr. Mike, so is that something that people could try?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so just keep remember that. Selsun Blue shampoo combined with Avon Skin So Soft softener. Well, hey, the yellow light went off. Does that mean we're on the air again? Now, would our stream carry on with Gary?
Yes.
Okay, so our streamers are all good. And so and it will also come through on our archived edition, right? What was missed?
Yes.
Okay, so, all right, folks, we are back. And if you missed a really good discussion on this old dog with a dry skin and some recommendations, the best way for you to get that now would be after the archives of this show are posted on MarthaNorwalk.com. You can listen to the third hour again and get that information.
Yeah, and fortunately, George came through very quickly, so we weren't.
You had to call George.
Yeah, this is beyond my capability.
That's so. Why it was. I told everybody you came in and grabbed the emergency protocol off the wall and left. So George is like the head honcho, big guy engineer.
And he solved it. And he solved it quickly. So
thank you, George.
Yeah, absolutely.
Woohoo.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see then if we've got time for one more phone call. And let's go to line one. Anne in Kent. If you're still there, we've got you on with Dr. Mike Saluski. Ann, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Martha.
All right. What would you like to know? Make it as quick as you can.
Okay. You know me. I have Charlie, and Charlie will be 13 in October, and the younger dog is a 4-year-old Papillon. Charlie is doing, I think, what I call early morning anxiety, where roughly starting at 5:15, 5:30, he's on a cushion here in the kitchen, and I'm in my bedroom, and he's waking me up. And he doesn't need to go out. You know,
he's whining, crying?
Whining, crying, fussing. And, of course, I give in, and they come romping in on the bed and settle down on the quilt. But then I'm not getting the rest that I need. I'm wondering, he'll be 13 in October.
And he's a small dog, isn't he?
He's a spaniel mix.
Spaniel mix, yeah.
And do I need to give him more of something called Denosil?
The Sandy, right?
Pardon?
That's the Denosil is the name for the Sammy product. Is that correct?
Sammy product.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Would that help to give him maybe just before we all go to bed?
It's certainly possible that you could up that. That definitely does help with some of the sort of dementia type thing.
Mm-hmm.
As a sort of Western medical supplement. We in Chinese medicine we look at some of these anxieties as again being as you get older and having some deficiencies. That you can have deficiencies in some of the organ systems that might crop up in the early morning, that getting on some tonification herbs might very well help as well, too. Sometimes that's going to be a deficiency of the heart energy, as we think about it, or it might be deficiency of the spleen energy, that's sometimes kidney, too. But anyway, there's a lot of different formulas that we'll use for anxiety related to aging, because it is such a common thing. And, you know, sometimes it's the old dog that is restless in the early part of the evening and just won't get to bed, and people are getting kept awake by their little nails clicking on the hall floors that are wandering back and forth. But it can also be this early morning type anxiety and waking up and confusion. So increasing the Denosil isn't a bad idea, and if that doesn't work, you know, checking in with somebody that works with some herbs might also be something to think about, too.
Yes, he does the Plechner protocol with Dr. Lemon.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Fantastic.
And so he's on thyroid as well as the methylprednisolone, however you pronounce that.
Sure, you bet. And I think Dr. Lemon also works, with herbs, too, so he might have an idea for just giving that program a little bit of a boost with some herbs, too.
Okay.
All righty, Ann. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we are winding down for today. Folks, we're out at 11:55 today because of the storm game coming up. Gary, you got everything under control finally?
I hope so.
Wow. He's been running around, like I said, like a chicken with his head cut off. Hopefully everything will go well for the rest of the day. Dr. Mike, in our last few minutes here, I want to just talk about you and Hindsight, which is the name of your practice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Great name, because now we can expect you always to have 20/20 vision, right?
Let's hope so.
So tell me, are you practicing out of your truck or your house? Do you have a location? What's going on down there?
A little bit of both. I have a small home office that people are welcome to come to for treatment, but I do a lot of house call practice out now. My plan is that within the next maybe year and a half, 2 years or so, to find a facility separate from the house, maybe a little closer to the I-5 corridor, and set up a little clinic, a little center, especially for the dogs and cats. But because I still do a lot of horses, I'm on the road a lot, going to various barns or going to agility centers or trials and working on animals in those locations, too.
Well, how cool is that?
Everything. Yeah,
all right.
Cool.
So somebody you can see him on location, or he's working mobile, and you are doing some phone consultation, you said?
Yep, phone and email, you bet.
All right, so you can connect with Dr. Mike in a few different ways. Write down the website, his new website, and check it out. There's great information there about the Chinese modalities. There's a wonderful blog, and there's a story about how this all came about. It's just great stuff on the website, www.hindsightcare.com. And the story about how you came up with that name and all of that, that was really great, too.
Oh, thanks. I really enjoyed writing that blog entry.
Yeah, www.hindsightcare.com. You can email Dr. Mike, simple, drmike@hindsightcare.com, drmike@hindsightcare.com. And if you need to call him, the phone number is 503-508-5738, 503-508-5738. And you know what, Dr. Mike, we didn't even get to talk about the fact that you are an author also, and you write gruesome murder mysteries. And barnpolitics.com, folks, if you don't know about that side of Dr. Mike. And gosh, will you join us again on a Vet Sunday sometime soon? Because there's just so much we didn't get to.
Well, as long as Gary gets his priorities straight, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll slap Gary around and look forward to having you on again. And thank you so much for spending your Labor Day Sunday morning with us.
My pleasure.
All right, Dr. Mike. I'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty then. Next week, Robin Alexis on for the entire show. She will read for you and your animal friends. We're going to find out if animals have spirit totems and guides and all that kind of stuff. It'll be a neat show. So I hope you'll join us next week. Enjoy the rest of today. And the storm comes up next. As always, let me remind you. I want to say thank you, Gary. For all of you. Thank you, Scotty. And as always, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll be here to talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. Contests mentioned during the preceding program are the responsibility of the hosts of this program, and not this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.